and welcome to Beyond the Bio, the recap. In these short recap episodes, I'm reflecting on Monday's main show and coming up with some action that you can take yourself. If you missed Monday's show, please go back and take a listen. You will find the link in the show notes. On Monday, I was joined by Kerry Finch, who is a speaker on a global scale and was talking to me about how we can use live events to supercharge our profiles and business. Kerry has spoken on stages all around the world and has an impressive gig at Cannes Lions International Festival of Creativity. Kerry told me how she managed to land that gig, and it took time. That is the secret. It takes time to build these relationships with people and really get to know event organisers and why they should take a chance on you for their event. One of the challenges that Kerry spoke about was that if you don't know the event organiser, then often the way you are pitching yourself to them is through an online form, and it's hard to bring yourself to life in an online form. So her advice was to invest time and potentially some cash in getting some external help to write a really compelling profile pitch that is going to bring your talk and indeed you to life for an event organiser. And I think that's great advice because this event space, the speaking space, it is busy. Everyone I speak to wants to speak at events and it's competitive. So you've got to think about what it is that makes you unique and different that is going to land you the opportunity. So attending events and making friends with event organisers, that is a great idea. Thinking about your own bio, does it stand out? Where are the gaps? Where are the weaknesses? What do you need to be working on to improve your bio? Things like writing a book, that is always a classic to add authority and credibility. Have you got a podcast? Have you been on podcasts? Have you been featured in the media? Adding all of these things are going to help. Kerry said something interesting about having a unique talk and that some of the events that she's been involved in will not book you if it is a talk that you have done elsewhere. So that could be something really helpful in your pitch, to pitch the event organisers something exclusive that hasn't been done before that is going to stand out for sure. One of Kerry's pieces of advice was to identify people you admire who have spoken at events and to look at which events they've spoken at to get some inspiration for the types of events that you can pitch yourself to. And I think that's going to have to be the take action for this week. Who is it that is impressing in your space? Where are they speaking? What are they up to? And this isn't about copying them. And actually, maybe it's that you're identifying people that complement what you do rather than someone that you're wanting to copy. But it's a great starting point to figure out what events are going to be relevant and think about how you can pitch to the organisers. And in fact, if it's someone who offers a complimentary service, maybe you can connect with them and find out how they got the gig. Maybe they will share that information with you. You may as well ask, you just never know. So have a go. There we have it. That's going to be the take action homework for this week. As always, let me know how you get on and I'll see you for the main show on Monday.